I've sort of switched into more of becoming a sociobiologist and believing that a lot of our nature is determined to a large extent by the shaping forces of evolution, the environment that we live in. I put a thesis that basically the Genesis story was right, that it was Eve who first gained ego consciousness and then taught it to Adam. We added a whole pound of brain tissue in a very short period of time, so that when Homo sapiens begins, we're standing upright and we have the really, really big brain. The human female has a problem unknown in the animal world. She has the largest brain baby sitting above the narrowest bony canal of any other species. She gains a power that no female has ever possessed before, and it is the power to refuse sex when she's ovulating. Having your healthy young females die along with their babies trying to deliver their young is an extremely wasteful reproductive strategy. About 70,000 years ago, we were down to about 10,000 humans. That's the explanation that's usually given as to why the creative explosion occurred. About 40,000 years ago, suddenly, all over the world, nearly simultaneously, humans began to experience and practice all of the behaviors that we now associate with human cultures everywhere. As a surgeon of 35 years, I can tell you that men have a very different attitude towards death than women do. Men are much more frightened to die than women are. Men, lamenting the fact that they were going to die more than women, suddenly realized that they could cheat death a little bit if they knew who their children were. The human female reproductive life cycle is designed so that she is constantly losing iron. It turns out that the one source of iron that's very easily absorbed is the iron that's in meat. The word moon, month, menses, and measurement are all derived from the same Greek roots. The average human female's menstrual cycle is 29.5 days, exactly equal to a lunar cycle, which is 29.5 days. The agendas of men and women are so extraordinarily different that you can't help but have a certain degree of conflict. Darwin's theories have been around for 150 years now, and they've provided scientists with an incredibly predictive tool, and it's not necessary to interject the notion that somebody designed the earwig's wing. African Eve, they've actually pinpointed it to the point that she gave birth to her child 143,000 years ago. We're primates, and primates are prey animals. They run like hell from danger. How is it possible that a little puny biped about 5 feet tall with no claws, no canines, became the most dangerous predator on this planet? I think that humans are going to do a metamorphosis, much like caterpillars to butterflies, but we're not going to change physically. We're going to change spiritually and transcendentally in a manner that will change us as a species.